This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
What's up with these bug shields? Yeah, what's up with the bug shields that are on the front of the cars? Don't see them anymore. They used to be on every car. Hey, you were someone if you had a tinted bug shield on the front of your automobile. Oh, yeah. That stopped all the bugs from hitting that windshield, didn't it? They used the air in their thought process when they engineered those bad boys. Where the air, the wind would hit the bug shield, go over the windshield, and the bugs would go with it. With the wind, that is. Did it work?
No.
Who said that? Some of them worked. Today? Oh, yeah, I remember the old ones. They like 2.5 inches tall. Were mounted with metal braces onto the bottom of the hood, and as a technician mechanic, we always cut our... Well, I'm right-handed, so I always cut my right finger there on my right hand just trying to get the hood latch open on the stupid bug shield metal. They're gone. Hey, welcome to Auto World, where there's no more windshield, well, bug screens and or bugs. Got the bugs all cleaned off the windshield here at the Auto World Car. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You know, that's one thing about it. All of you that are riding your motorcycle in the summer, tis the season, of course. Be careful. Not a positive driver, but a driver on a motorcycle has to keep all eyes on. Even the eyes on the back of your head's got to be open at all times because you never know when a big bug might hit you. Oh, the bugs on your teeth. I can't recommend any kind of toothpaste, by the way, for you folks that are riding your motorcycles to get the bugs off your teeth. Colgate, maybe. I know the whitening works. It's good to have you along riding shotgun with me here each and every week of Auto World. Of course, since 1992, a very long and proud and honored and just really, really honored to have you with us. I'm honored to be behind the silver microphone. And for you first-time listeners to Auto World, thank you for stopping your life and coming into the studio with me. Hopefully today, I know you will, learn something. I'm going to save you money today here on Auto World. We're going to make sure that you learn something. So you might get a pen and paper and pencil out, maybe take notes. It's like going back to school again. Hate to do that to you on the weekend, but I'm doing it. Just want to let you know, too, if for any reason, that you cannot tune into Auto World, that one day that we're airing in your area on our great Auto World affiliate family, radio stations coast to coast, the United States, and abound across the pond on GCNlive.com on the internet. Don't be bashful. Podcast. Yes, the podcast is there for you. You can go back in time and listen to each and every show, each and every hour. And the best way to find the podcast is just Google me, Auto World, Mark Evans. And I say that because I want you to become familiar with me, and there's some things about me good, by the way, in the automotive industry. I want to, you know, knock on wood here. There we go. Everything's good. That's what it's about. You can read and learn a little bit more about me throughout the years of automobile repair and all that. And like I said, accidentally. I don't ever want to really... I don't know if you can say been through the ringer or not, but yes, I've had some real close calls with automobiles and trucks and all parts coming apart, like the clutch fan that, you know, went 3 inches from my face. I felt the wind of it as it left and went through the hood and into the warehouse ceiling where I was working on that truck. I never did drop down. I was afraid the thing was going to drop down and then get me again. Well, it didn't get me the first time. I don't want it to get me the second time. And yes, I do know fuel, folks. I do know gasoline quite well. I've been burnt pretty severe from the waist up back when I first started this career. In fact, you know, I'm not dwelling on this, but I just want to make sure that you know this. And that's the thing, that I came back with vengeance to this automotive world. When that happened, I was laid up and burnt and wrapped up like a mummy. Mom and Dad took care of me to get me back alive. And I don't have any scars or anything. I do have one, but anyway, you can't see it. So anyway, that's the best part. So I come back with a vengeance, and it's so proud of me. I feel very proud and honored to be behind the microphone in order to help you with your automobiles, your cars, your trucks, your lawnmowers, and all that, and been in this industry this many years. I've heard, smelled, tasted tranny fluid, oil, all that. Kind of wondering anyway. I'm healthy. That's what it's all about. I'm healthy and happy to be here to help you each and every week. With that said, let's get on with it. Each and every hour is different for you. So don't miss an hour of Auto World. It's 3 hours each week. Puzzled on where your car is? What's that all about? Go ahead and run over to our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address, my name. And you'll see that photo of, it's quite unique what Mini Cooper is doing. We're going to get to that. You'll see that puzzle, by the way, laying on the garage floor. Pretty cool. And we're going to also get to number 7, 6, and number 5 on the number one American-made vehicle list of 2022. Yes, cars.com. Cars.com, folks. The number one American-made vehicle. Number 10 was on the first hour. Number 10 was the Honda Pilot. Number 9, the Honda Odyssey. Number 8, the Honda Ridgeline. We're going to come back, and we're going to give you the next three in the second hour here. We're going to give you getting into the email bag again. The email bag is all new and fresh to me. I have not been in the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of that for me, so I only get the live emails that you bring to me each and every week. And then he sends these over to me in the bag, the email bag that's to the left of me, right over there. We're going to get to those. And did you hear that segment we're going to get to? Something about a new powertrain? Huh? Yeah. Here on the second hour. Also, I've got for you the Auto World Little Car Fact. Something to do with Audi and the Wankel engine? Yep. Best way to get hold of me, of course, is the phone number, 855-660-4261. And my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, let's go to the email bag. First thing. Yes, first thing. The second hour. Let's do it. Woo! There's one. I had to climb in there. I didn't. Sometimes I get too far into the email bag and I lose it. This time I didn't. So, email bag. Put 911 on that email, folks, if you need help now. If you'd like to, I'm going to throw this out to you, too. If you would like me to consult with your automotive repair shop, body shop, detail shop, transmission shop, tire shop, see, there's a lot of divisions on your car, I will. Email me, let me know this. Put your email down. I can call you if you'd like me to have your telephone number. By the way, I don't share it with anybody. I keep this all to you and myself. Yeah, that's it, period. Change your name if you'd like. I don't mind, but I want to help you. That's what it's about. This one I can read. If you do not want me to read it on the air, just say I don't want you to read it on the air, but please help me anyway, and I will. Throughout the week, again, I wanted to shout out to, I've got about 15 emails that we're going to get to. It was kind of like, I asked you folks to deliver. Thank you. I'm going to get to you. Those dozen, 15 of them. Come have y'all fixed up by Monday, okay? So, and also, I shout out to you to let you say I can call your repair shop. Yes, I can. Give me their phone number. Let's talk. And they do talk to me, by the way. And they thank me for calling them. So we all become a team to get that car fixed. This one we can read. Let's do it. Mark, great show. Thank you. Help. Uh-oh. It says, help, I'm missing a cylinder. Huh? Well, not really. But according to the scan tool, it says PO304 has a misfire. Does this mean cylinder number 4 has a bad spark plug? Question mark. Thanks, Jim. Oh, I'm listening to you in Salt Lake City. Well, Jim, thank you. Appreciate the compliment. I do really appreciate that. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate in Salt Lake City, Utah. That station would be KBJA AM 1640. Woo! Shout-outs! KBJA AM 1640, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah, and all everybody in between. When we come back, we're going to answer Jim's email about the 304 code. Those trouble diagnostic codes. I love them. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Good to have you along, folks. I'm honored to have you here. Sitting in the Chevrolet S10, I guess, Trailblazer seat that my crew went to the junkyard and pulled it out and said, you're sitting in this. See, they definitely want to make sure that I know what it's all about used parts. And I do appreciate it. It stinks, and it's kind of wet. But, hey, it's an old, the S10 Blazer, the old square-bodied. Oh, boy, talk about a lemon. No, they just needed help is all they needed. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World right here on Genesis Communications Network. Very proud, coast to coast, folks, helping each and every one of you. Growing, of course, I want to grow. I want to get more and more of our great United States here involved with Auto World to listen, to tune in, because the more the merrier on the aspect of learning things. I want to learn. I want to learn from you. So if you have relatives, in the other states and the other cities, holler at them. Please tell them. Tune in to Mark Evans Auto World right there. If I'm not in, they can't find me on the AM talk radio station there or the FM station that they're at, then just tell them. Go to GCNLive.com. We're going to come back and talk a little bit. We've got Jim sent us an email out of Salt Lake City. First, I want to real quick and talk about, are you puzzled about that car that's in your garage? It's flat and it's not there and gone and all that. Take a look at that photo we put up on my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Is the address, Mark Evans, Facebook, and then, of course, Instagram is Auto World Media. Well, it's a Mini Cooper, red one with white stripes and all. Yep, Mini. USA introduces not-so-mini puzzles for customers waiting for their Minis. I think it's awesome. I think it's great because we've all been waiting for parts and pieces of all kinds. We've noticed a lot of the stores throughout the United States that we go to in our cities, there's nothing on the shelf. Yep. Well, the automotive industry supply chains have been impacted big time. Well, Mini decided they're going to start a new campaign. They announced a new campaign that surprised and the very delight of customers waiting for delivery of their new Mini with a not-so-mini puzzle. Yeah. At the heart of the campaign, it's a series of puzzles, folks. Beautiful images of the Mini vehicles that they ordered. They send them a puzzle that's life-size. It takes up the whole entire floor of your garage, and you, the owner, the person that ordered that Mini and waiting for your Mini, you get to put the puzzle together. And, by the way, Mini also, for the owners that are on the wait list, will also receive a regular-size puzzle to also partake in the fun. Yes, the puzzles, which are officially called, here's one, it's called the We Are Working Hard to Get Your Car puzzle. Here's another one, Waiting is the Worst. In the meantime, happy puzzling. And then, of course, the second to last, Mini puzzle. And then the very last one is Not So Mini. So take a look, you'll enjoy it. And for you folks that, can we get one of those puzzles? Take a look, it's literally covering the floor of your garage. You have to order a Mini and pay for it, and you're waiting for it. And you're going to get a full-size puzzle. So when you get your Mini, you'll be able to put the puzzle together with your family and friends in your garage floor and all that and have that. Well, that's the floor of your garage now. Woohoo! Great idea. Pull the Mini out, and the Mini's still in your garage, right there on the floor, so everybody can see it. Okay, let's get back to Jim. He's listening to us in Salt Lake City on KBJA, AM 1640. Of course, Ogden and Provo and Sandy and Salt Lake City. Yes, there's our horn. Appreciate it, Jim, bringing us into Salt Lake City. And that's down the road from where I'm at, Boise, Idaho, not too far away. I love skiing, and you're up there on the mountains there, Salt Lake City. Beautiful. I've been skiing forever. My parents put me on the bus, sent me up to Bogus Basin Hill out of Boise, Idaho here. Still know how to do it. Yay, my hips are still working. Anyway, Jim, I'll reread your email for everybody. Mark, great show. Thank you. Help. I'm missing a cylinder, he says. Well, not really, but according to the scan tool, it says PO304 has a misfire. Jim says, Mark, does this mean cylinder 4 has a bad spark plug? Well, Jim, it could. There's a couple things I want you to check. Now, this gets pretty involved, meaning that a cylinder that is misfire means that, yes, the spark plug fires the fuel. So if the spark plug, how many miles do you have it on that car, Jim? And do email me back, let me know what your make and model is, and that helps me too, because in my file cabinet up in my head, I'll be able to find out if that was one of the engines that had a problem with 304. Seriously. Yeah. If it's a Chrysler, you got a problem, Jim. So, okay, let me just go back to the basics. Cylinder number four, 304 means cylinder 4. Jim, and why, thank you for knowing all that. If it's a 301, that's cylinder 1. If it's 302, that's cylinder number 2. et cetera, et cetera. If you got a V6, you got 306. That would be cylinder 6. I'm glad, Jim, that went right to 304. But first off, the spark plug could be bad. Might not be firing the fuel, causing that cylinder to be dead. No explosion. What about the fuel injector? Jim, if the fuel injector is all carboned up and the needle's not opening and letting fuel spray down out those holes out of the injector that are smaller than the hair on our head, they get carboned up. You have no fuel, spark plug's firing, but the fuel isn't exploding because it can't get out. Or it's coming out in drips, Jim, because it's clogged up. It's getting out and it's dripping. You don't want to drip fuel into a combustion chamber because it puts the flame out. Literally. Washes the flame out. It's like pouring, you have a little small fire and you pour a 5-gallon bucket of water on it, it's gone. All you have is smoke left. Yep. And or, Jim, you might even have a blown head gasket in that cylinder, and you know what else is drenching out the fuel? The flame? Antifreeze. So here's a little test. Just to start her up and see if you got any white steam, any kind of white smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe. If you do, blown head gasket. Here's another little trick. I want you to first get some fuel injector spray, but that fuel injector spray, we can clean the tips of the fuel injector by spraying fuel injector spray into the air plenum. That's the air intake. Don't spray too much, though, Jim. Just lightly spray it. While the engine's running, that'll clean the tip. And it'll take about half a can, 3/4 of a can. Do that for me. But so we got a spark plug that could be bad. We got a fuel injector that could be clogged up or bad. And or, you've got an air leak. Intake manifold. Some of them are plastic. Could be cracked. You could have the rubber O-rings that hold the intake plastic manifold down that are, because of miles, could be leaking, causing a vacuum leak, causing that cylinder and that cylinder to misfire. And this is one thing that's kind of out there in the left stall, this is not a baseball game, so I'm going to say not left field, but left stall. Jim, the camshaft sensor and or the crankshaft sensor has to measure how many times those are spinning, and they have to know the timing, and if the timing is off on cylinder number 4, it's going to misfire. If that's the last, thing. Jim, thanks. Hope that helps. Let me know. Let's do a follow-up. Jim, listening to us on KBJA AM 1640 down in Salt Lake City. Thank you, Jim. Got some great gifts for you. Give me an address. We'll be right back. I got some nice cold Kit Kats.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Global leaders are meeting in Germany for the G7 summit. President Biden announces a new G7 partnership that invests in countries that need support. He says there are already projects underway.
These strategic investments are areas of critical to sustainable development and to our shared global stability, health and health security, digital connectivity, gender equality and equity, climate and energy security.
Pfizer says an updated version of its COVID vaccine offers more protection against the Omicron variant. The company making the announcement with its biotechnology company, BioNTech. The company's state data shows a booster shot of the Omicron adopted variant provides a substantially higher immune response against the BA1 variant. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you back? Back into the Greasy Garage studio, driving our Plymouth Satellite with a Kool-Aid in our hand. Those kids, we grew up with Kool-Aid, didn't we? Which flavor was your favorite? I like the grape. Grape was really good. Welcome back to Into Auto World, where in fact we need to always think about the kind of juice we drink, of course, and what kind of juice we're putting in our cars, our trucks. Trucks? I've got a little trivia question we want to throw out there first and foremost, but let's share with you, again, a little housekeeping. Make sure that you know that the email here at Auto World, so I'd love to hear from you on air live and or whenever you write it down, put it on the refrigerator, because you never know when you might have a problem with your automobile. Challenge, I guess we could say. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And then our phone number again, always, 855-660-4261. Follow me on Facebook, if you would, and or send me a Facebook Messenger. A little message there. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Trivia. What car used the first successful series production hydraulic valve lifters? What car used the first successful series production hydraulic valve lifters? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me, Mark Evans. Now, some of you are saying, scratching your head. What? Like that. Oh, my hair. Oh, got a little bit of hair left there. Scratching my head. I got to stop doing that. Hydraulic valve lifters. What in the world is that? Is that mechanical organ jargon? No. Hydraulic means they have oil in them that turns them into a hydraulic system. They move up and down in a cylinder. The camshaft spins and moves them up and down, making your valves, intake valve and your exhaust valve, open and close. Intake is letting the fuel come in. Exhaust valve is letting the exhaust go out. Now, a solid lifter, not a hydraulic lifter, a solid lifter would be solid. No oil in it to absorb the impact. Hydraulic valve lifters are better. That's why they're in your car. We've talked here on Auto World. We've had emails coming on Auto World. I think it was last week, I had a gentleman with a Ford, and I said, your VVT solenoid's bad. Variable valve timing solenoid. It actually kind of helps you and helps the camshaft go around and get readings to let the valves know what to do. Okay, here on Auto World, you've always wondered, haven't you, about pickup trucks? Yeah. Well, which U.S. states drive the most pickup trucks? Good question, Mark. Yeah, in fact, I've had that question asked to me many times in the aspect of, Mark, I'm looking here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live from the Auto World Plaza. I'll do a little shout-out to our hometown station that's taking us. Our Auto World affiliate, AM 670, 93.1 FM side. Shout out to them in our hometown station here. And, you know, it's a lot of folks here in Boise ask me when they're out trying to shop for pickup. I have a customer that's looking for one right now. We were talking just Friday about this. And I actually, we get premium dollars here in the Boise, Idaho area for four-wheel drive pickups. We really, really do. So what's this all about? Well, what's this all about is that some of you really like the trucks and some of you don't like the trucks. Well, I've got some data thanks to iccars.com. 1.9 million used car sales were analyzed from June 2021, folks, to May 2022. The results are in of all 50 states. Now, I know Auto World's 3 hours, but each and every hour is different. We don't have a lot of, you know, talk time here live, but folks, I just want to, you know, share with you. And then, by the way, you can go to, I'm going to share with you the top, the lower 10 and the upper 10. And if you want to know where your state comes into, you can go, of course, to iccars.com. Let's go to number, number 50. Number 50 is New Jersey. 8% pickup trucks. Number 49, Connecticut, 10.4% is pickup trucks. Number 48, Maryland, 11.1%. New York is number 47 with 11.6% pickup trucks. Massachusetts is New York's 47, 11.6. Number 46 is California. Who would have thunked? 11.7%. Number 45 is Massachusetts at 12% pick-em-up trucks. Where I was born in Peoria, Illinois, is number 44. Illinois, 12.9% pickup trucks. Number 43 is Delaware at 13.6%. Florida, sunny. Hey, sunny down there, yes. Ocala, Florida is number 42 on the list for 13.7%. Rhode Island is 14.1%. And I'll stop there, and then we're going to go all the way to the top 10, coming up on the third hour. And what this is, folks, which U.S. states drive the most pickup trucks? Wonder who is the winner. We'll find out on the third hour. Also on the third hour, we're going to be talking and giving you, in fact, the number one American-made vehicle of 2022, brought to you by Cars.com. Also on the third hour, a little tease there for you. I know you've been wondering to know, you know, this gas price is driving us crazy, isn't it? It is. Price is going up. If you'd like to share your price in your hometown, please do. Why not? Get it off your chest. We're $5.20. I'll start it. We're $5.20 a gallon here in Boise, Idaho. Unleaded, of course. Diesel's even higher. I think it's a dollar more. Premium's more, of course. But the whole reasoning behind it, I mean, is it really cheaper to ride a horse than pay for high gas prices? And would you ride a horse? Maybe some of you are. What's the cost? We've got some great information, some fun information, all about that coming your way. Absolutely. Now, don't forget, I've got some great gifts, detailed gifts, inside and outside your car. Mothers, McGuire's, and his team together in one of our bags here in the Auto World Plaza. Of course, solution finish to keep your black on that Avalanche, all those black bumper parts that you have that are all faded from the sun. Oh, yeah, solution finish. Citrol. I'm going to throw a can of Citrol in there. That gets the bugs off the front of your car. We had a great email question come in on that, and I'm glad we're talking about that now because bugs aren't good. Now, one thing about it, too, that I want to point out with this Citrol, you can spray the paint. It doesn't hurt clear coat or anything. It's biodegradable. Citrus base degreaser. Get your radiator fins clean, folks. I want you to get the garden hose out. Do not go to the steam cleaner, the car wash, the hand wand, sandblast them off. Please don't do that. No. And then, but your radiator, really? You're going to sandblast the radiator with a spray gun? No, do not do that. Citrol. I want you to spray the Citrol on the facing, you know, the outer outboard part of your radiator that's facing you where the wind hits it. It's going to have grasshoppers and butterflies and, oh boy, tumbleweed needles piercing it. Get rid of them. Get a garden hose out. Lightly spray it with water. Do not do it when the motor's hot. Keep it cool. That keeps you cool later, of course, so you don't blow a head gasket. But you're going to wash the AC condenser at the same time and get the dirt and the dust out of there. Your air conditioner will work better, too, and you won't have any bugs. When we come back, a new powertrain? Woo! We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you're doing is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Almost sounds like Ben Vaughn's music. Yeah, Ben Vaughn. I'm going to give him a holler and see if we can get him back behind the microphone. Ben Vaughn actually recorded a whole entire album in the backseat of a Rambler, four-door Rambler. I've got a CD here. I interviewed him. Guy has been over 15 years now. I need to get him back on and talk about... we haven't talked about his music. I've talked to him, but talk about... running the wires up through the exhaust pipe, believe it or not, guitar, board, and all that. Ben Vaughn, and he recorded that record, a full record, in a backseat of a Rambler, and Rhino Records actually put it out there for him. So, yeah, you can do it. Talk about Auto World right there, huh? Why not? I asked him, why did you do that in a car? He says, because I like cars. Great acoustics, Mark. In a car? Ooh, I don't know about that. Good to have you back into the Auto World Plaza with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Each and every week, each and every hour. Don't forget the podcast, folks, is just Google me, Auto World, Mark Evans, and you can always go back, listen to each and every hour of Auto World anytime. If you might have missed something, of course, and sometimes Motor Mouth here gets talking pretty fast. We're going to be going into the little Auto World car fact here in a little bit. Something to do with Audi and the Wankel engine. What's that all about? I've got, though, an answer to our trivia question. And that trivia question is, what car used the first successful series production hydraulic valve lifters? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah, make you sound good. Use that cell phone, use it as a microphone. Let's get this answered. Joe gets me here in Boise, Idaho, listening to us on AM 670 News Talk. AM 670, shout out. I want to welcome them as our hometown affiliate. Good to be on KBOI, AM 670, and also 93.1. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe says, is it a Cadillac? Joe, it is. Congratulations. It is a Cadillac. What year? Well, it was the 1930 Cadillac 452. 452, big motors. This Cadillac were known for, of course, the first production V16. What that is, folks, is that the V is the shape of the engine, and 16 is eight cylinders, eight pistons on each side. That's 16 buckets burning fuel. Thanks, Joe. Hey, send me an email back, Joe, if you would. And let me know. I'd love to know what city you're listening to us in on the reach of AM 670 KBOI. We've got quite a few reach there. I want to say hi to all the folks over there in Ontario, Oregon, and of course Burns, Oregon, Baker, Oregon, and up north McCall. And oh, it's good to have you folks along. Thanks for tuning in and joining. And thanks, Joe, again. Send me an email address back. I can send you out some great gifts. Good job, by the way, Cadillac. I do know one person, well, I never did get to meet him, but he's, what did they say? Elvis is in the building. Is that what they said, or Elvis has left the building? Anyway, they've got a movie out now, and it's one gentleman that loved the Cadillacs, really did. And he bought his mom a lot of Cadillacs. Absolutely. Now, on the third hour, too, folks, we're going to get to the DeLorean. Little teaser here, DeLorean's revamped. Remember the old DeLorean? Yeah, Back to the Future. Got a little trivia to go with that, too. We're going to also get right down to the which U.S. states drive the most pickup trucks. But for right now, though, someone has a new powertrain.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Polestar. What? Powertrain? I guess we can say the train's left the building. That's right, Polestar. As I reported here not too long ago on Auto World, Polestar and Hertz has come together as one. You're going to be able to rent a Polestar here pretty soon. But Polestar has a 5. It's called a Polestar 5 is the make and model. It's an electric four-door GT. It's going to debut here anytime with a new electric powertrain. They're changing it up a little bit, folks. It's going to have a 650 kW. What that, to all of us, to get rid of the mechanic jargon talk here, that's 884 horsepower in a four-door car. 884 horsepower. What are you going to do with all that, huh? I know you're going to be able to pass the guy to the right of you. You'll pass the guy to the left of you. All you folks listening across the pond in Frankfurt, thank you. Appreciate it on GCNLive.com. Hang on. Here comes another one. Get on the Autobahn and show me what it's got under the hood. The bonnet, excuse me. It features 800 volt. The Polestar 500, folks, is advancing well in development schedule, as what they wanted to with the engineering teams in UK and Sweden. Polestar 5 is an iconic brand, new, out of Sweden. High-performance electric four-door GT. And you know, a lot of us know about the Tesla brand, of course, and all that. Also, was it called the Insane Button? And it sets you back and you get, you know, tons of G-force and all that. Polestar is going to give that to you, too. They are now on the NASDAQ. So if you're interested in maybe buying their stock, the ticker symbol is PSNY. They raised $850 million. Volvo spinoff will soon accelerate its product rollout, folks, and add new production buildings, parts, pieces, machines, robots, and people with that $850 million. They're very proud. They're aiming to sell around 290,000 cars a year, 10 times as many as they sold in 2021. If you do the math, 10 times, that is, of 290,000. So, yeah, they have sold vehicles, of course. They also, some up-and-coming news, and they still need cash, of course. Who doesn't? The Polestar's lineup will include 5 vehicles in the long term. So here, there's another EV for you to be looking for, I guess, on your shopping list of 884 horsepower, 8Ps, under the bonnet. I guess I can say under the body, because that's where that powertrain is. And like I said, the train has left the station, so hang on, huh? I thought when General Motors brought out the Hummer EV, made it all electric with 1,000 horsepower, I thought, okay, now I can maybe tow my toys. I can pull the skin right off that camper. But Polestar with 884 horsepower? Now we've got some power. Yes, we definitely do. We didn't get to the Auto World Little Car Facts, something to do with Audi and Wankel. We're going to get to that on the third hour. Also, stay tuned for the third hour, GCN Live, to get to the third hour, folks. If your local radio station does not take it, Auto World, GCNLive.com. The number one American-made vehicle of 2022 is coming your way on the third hour. The number one. We're going up the list. So the number one. Who made it? And the return of the icon, the DeLorean. Why? It's revamped some way. We're going to get to that. And is it really cheaper? Mark, come on. Is it really cheaper to ride a horse than pay these high gas prices? No horsing around here. Not on the third hour, that is. And always on the end of the hour, the third hour, this is, folks. Don't miss it. A Word with Mark has something to do with all of you. And again, we're going to get to that NSU. It's something that's, oh, what? Oh, I let the hubcap off the wheel here. It has something to do with the Auto World Little Car Fact. It's a car that looks like the Corvair, but it's not. What's up with that? And more trivia, and we're going to go dig in to the email bag. Take your emails live and also the email bag. Right, get to them getting fixed. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you joining us. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Saddle spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
I'm Nationwide.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.